We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium and at our upcoming show in Los Angeles on December 6th at the Nokia Theater. It'll be like the Emmys without all the attractive people. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, after multiple complaints from customers, a coffee shop in the UK is finally making a change. What are they doing?
They're finally serving coffee?
No, they've been serving coffee for a while, but they're making another significant change.
They're putting it in a cup.
tired of the customer screaming,
ow!
It tastes all right. No clue.
Well, no more, for example, double venti decaf skinny caps.
Wait, is this the one where it's coffee?
Yes.
The sign just says coffee.
They have dumbed down their menu, right? So it's happened to all of us. We want a cup of coffee. We go into some overpriced chain coffee shop. We spend the next hour trying to sound out the menu while moving our lips. Like, venti what? So the Debenhams coffee shop has renamed all their drinks in plain English. A cafe latte is now a, quote, really, really milky coffee. Cafe mocha is chocolate-flavored coffee. And espresso is 2 teaspoons of mud, which costs $3. You can improve the whole coffee shop experience by losing all the fancy labels. Instead of baristas, how about theater majors?